Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. It's time once again to find out what Chatham Matters. And to help us, director of Chatham Matters, we have Mary Helen Montgomery joining me in studio. How are you?
I am great. I'm happy to be here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us here. We always have a good time talking a little bit about the civics of the scenic city. And now the elections are over and done with. I know that you guys are probably somewhat happy about that, I can only assume, just because it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. There's a lot of info to cover there, and there's more info than you can possibly ever cover, and it's nice to have a change of pace, to be quite honest. And I think everybody wants to hear about something other than the election now.
Yes, of course. Yeah, exactly. I think we're all kind of over it at this point. It is what it is. We'll see what happens in the next couple of years and just kind of let it be. So I was kind of curious, when it comes to Chatham Matters, now that the election season's over, you guys are always busy doing different things, but what are some of maybe common questions that you guys get all the time, that you have done stuff in the past maybe, or just stuff that you like to talk about to keep people informed because they seem to not know?
This is a very Chattanooga question.
Perfect.
But a lot of people want to know, what's the deal with Red Bank?
Okay. And in what regard?
have you ever noticed that in Chattanooga we have a city within a city?
It is interesting. Yes.
Yes. The city of Red Bank is actually completely surrounded by the city of Chattanooga. And there's actually another city in Chattanooga that's much smaller called Ridgeside. It's basically a neighborhood, also its own city, completely surrounded by the city of Chattanooga.
So it's technically not a part of Chattanooga is what you're saying.
That's right.
It's absolutely separate. They do their own thing for the most part. They're just somehow, some way located right in the smack dab middle of it all.
Yes. And there's actually 10 different cities in Hamilton County. Yeah. Two of them are inside of Chattanooga.
Interesting. Okay.
And the reason is the way that cities used to grow and did until very recently in Tennessee. But the reason that Red Bank is actually surrounded by the city of Chattanooga, it goes back to the 1950s.
Wow.
And Tennessee came up with a law that cities in Tennessee could expand without getting consent of people in areas where they were going to expand.
Okay.
So Red Bank saw this coming. They didn't used to be their own city, but Red Bank, White Oak was the name of the area back then. They saw this law coming and they said, let's form our own city so that we don't become part of Chattanooga once it starts growing around us.
So when a city expands, it starts to expand and it can just take over areas in a sense. They start just claiming different.
Yes.
It sounds like it's.
It sounds
taking
wrong.
Taking over. Yeah, it sounds wrong.
That's actually how it worked in Tennessee from 1955 until just 10 years ago. The law changed, and now you have to actually get consent from the residents who are in the area where you want to expand. But for a long time there, cities could just grow. And the reason cities might want to grow is because they want to expand their tax base. This isn't always effective. If there's not a lot of people who live there, it's going to end up costing the city more money to bring all the infrastructure in. But it's something that cities did for a while to get more taxpayers and also just to be able to kind of control the development and the feel of the city. A lot of cities in Tennessee grew that way.
Sure. And what would be a reason that a city would not want that to happen now? Like, why did Red Bank be like, no, we'll do our own thing? What is the benefit or the...
Yeah, actually, I got a chance to talk to the mayor of Red Bank about that.
Perfect person to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Holly Berry. She said that, this is, of course, what the mayor of Red Bank would say, and maybe people who live there, but like at a small size, she said they can just get stuff done quicker. They're more nimble, flexible. They're not, she described it as maybe, she said that we're not a lumbering beast.
Okay.
So they are able to take care of things quickly, she said. Actually, when Chattanooga was first founded, we were founded in 1839. This is a little history lesson.
All right, that's fine.
Ross's Landing.
Yep.
That may ring some bells for people. Chattanooga was just like a few city blocks, like a tiny little rectangle in downtown Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew to now it's about 150 square miles. And that's like we could go from like Soddy Daisy to Ooltewah, Lookout Valley, Rossville, those are kind of some of the places that border Chattanooga. And we are not a neat rectangle anymore, but kind of a jagged, edged.
And it's because of this process that's happened over the years is that it's like, okay, now we're part of this area and now we're part of this area.
Yeah. And we actually, at Chatham Matters, we made this animation of Chattanooga's growth over the years. So like starting from the time we were founded and then how our border grew we kind of lumped it by decade, but if you go to our Instagram, you can watch that animation. It's really cool to watch it grow over the years.
Okay, cool. We'll also post that up on our website too. We'll make sure the link is posted up there at hits96.com. But of course, you can follow Chatham Mattis for all types of stuff like this, history of Chattanooga and everything that's been going on. So that is, of course, at Chatham Mattis. That's actually very cool. It's a little bit of a history lesson here of learning why that is, and now Red Bank standing strong and doing their own thing for their own reasons.
It's just a random fact. Maybe it'll come in handy sometime.
Sure.
I did ask, I don't know why there are rumors that circulate sometimes, like Red Bank's going to become part of Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that is not the case, that it would be a long, complicated legal process for that to happen. Basically, the city would have to unincorporate and be an unincorporated area, and then they would have to vote to want to join Chattanooga.
Sure.
Basically, the mayor of Red Bank has told me not on her watch, it's not happening. Yeah, and you know, I think like people in Red Bank love Red Bank. It feels like there's a lot of city pride there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the same kind of thing. Like East Ridge is its own city. There are other cities bordering Chattanooga. It's just the unusual thing about Red Bank is that it's completely surrounded by Chattanooga.
Yeah. Smack dab in the middle.
Yep.
Very cool stuff. Well, Mary Helen, thank you for the time. We appreciate that. I also wanted to let everybody know that you guys are emceeing, you and Ian Elijah, that you work with over at Chatham Mattis, are emceeing a TED Talk going on tomorrow with our friends at the Borough House Ballroom. What is that going to be like?
Yeah, so Chattanooga has its own version of TED Talks. It's called TEDx Chattanooga. There are five speakers. It's going to be an amazing lineup. It's Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at Borough House Ballroom, and we're going to hear from a poet, a dancer, an entrepreneur, a business guy. I mean, it's a really cool lineup of people. They're all giving their take on the theme, Carry On.
I was going to say, what is the theme of this TED Talk? Carrying on.
The theme is Carry On. And Ian, Elijah, and I are going to be the MCs tomorrow night. So there's still tickets if anybody wants to join.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure to post that link up on our website as well so people can go and check that out. And always a good time at the Borough House and to learn from different people and hear stories. I love the whole TED Talk series. I think it's a fascinating thing. Thank you so much for the time. We'll make sure to go to chathammattis.com for full details on all these little stories when it comes to the history of Chattanooga and everything else that we've been talking about over the last few weeks. It's been very entertaining. So thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Gino.